Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for January 2004. This month, we finish up our trip down to the middle of Georgia to hear the top of the FM band with Herbert Newberry Jr. Herbert sounds like he's proud of the Georgia airwaves. There's some decent-sounding radio down there.
97.7 WMGZ, Eatonton, Georgia, September 23rd, 2003.
If you're looking for a little escape from reality, we'd like to help out. We're the station for today's best hits, Z97.
The Goo Goo Dolls there, and their latest, that's called Sympathy, OMD. Before that, and If You Leave, the Pretty in Pink soundtrack, Where the World is Molly Ringwald, huh? All right. Johnny Wolf here. I'll remind you, your chance to head off to the beautiful beaches of Maui. All you have to do is log on to our website at todaysbesthits.com and take a minute or two and get yourself registered to win. Why not? Could be you.
Have you 200 channels and a remote control any day?
Today's Best Hits!
In the middle of at least a half hour of nonstop hits. That and a quarter will get you
today's best hits.
WMGZ, Eatonton, Millersville, Z97.
And right on schedule as we kick off another hour's worth of today's best hits. Johnny Wolf with you. It's the all-nighter. Stick around. I got music from Train coming up this hour. The Black Crowes, Coldplay coming up. And Carlos Santana and Alex Band.
Today's best hits.
Z97. 98.5 WSB, Atlanta, Georgia, B98.5, Adult Contemporary Station, September 23rd, 2003.
B98.5 FM. Atlanta's best variety of light rock. I voted number one again for the most music while you work. Hey, start your work day with the B98.5 FM most music at work kickoff. More than 2 hours of commercial-free music starting at 8:30 a.m. Truly Atlanta's longest music sweep and only on B98.5 FM. 248, Murray Lane with you and reminding you about your chance to win $2 million. With our big money contest, the $2 million Song of the Hour starting today. We'll tell you what song to listen for every hour between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Be the 28th caller at 404-741-0985. After we play the song, you'll win $500, then have a chance instantly to win the $2 million. And you should have your Georgia driver's license ready because of the last five digits of your driver's license can open our big money safe. You get what's stashed inside. That is $2 million. Now, remember, you must be at least 18 and a resident of the state of Georgia.
B98.5.
Happy Tuesday and good morning, Atlanta. Larry Lane with another 50-minute music hour of Atlanta's best variety of light rock. On the station, voted number one again for the most music while you work and number one for big money. In just minutes, we'll tell you how you can win $2 million.
B98.5.
Straight up 3 o'clock, Larry Lane, Twang Atlanta's best variety of light rock. From the station, voted number one again for the most music while you work, and number one for big money in just minutes. We'll tell you how you can win $2 million.
B98.5.
Another 50-minute music hour.
That means the most music while you work.
B98.5 FM.
99.1 WDEN, Macon, Warner Robins. Best Country FM 99, Country and Western Station. September 23rd, 2003.
Best Country FM 99, WDEN. It's 15 before 9 o'clock. It is time for birthdays and anniversaries. We'll put your name on the list. You can mail it to us at 544 Mulberry Street, Suite 500, Macon, Georgia, zip 31201. Use the Icon Office Solutions fax line, 741-8811. Email it to WDENcrew@yahoo.com, or you can just go to WDEN.com and find the birthday page there, and you can just go from there. Either way you want to, however you want to do it, that's all up to you. And here we go.
Evelyn Cannon of Chester and James Jackson is 27.
All righty, our winner is chosen at random. They get a cake from the bakery department, every neighborhood food, max the half gallon of make field ice cream.
And our winner is Evelyn Cannon of Chester. Happy birthday, Evelyn.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Daylight.
Best Country, FM 99, WDEN, praying for daylight. Rascaflats, 10 minutes before 9 at WDEN, the early morning crew. We'll see you over at the Georgia State Fair coming up here in just a bit.
Yep, 11 o'clock we'll be over there. Hope you're going to go out and enjoy the fair, too. And it is looking good over there.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's going to be a beauty today. Very, very lovely. Sunny day today, and the humidity is down, too, which means it's going to be very pleasant, very autumn-like for this first day of fall. High of 86 and 64 now, Macon.
99.9 WSNT, Sanesville, Georgia. Waco 100, a country station. September 23rd, 2003, 4:45 p.m. to 5:15 p.m.
It's like that.
Latest from Mr. Brad Paisley, a thing called Little Moments here on Real Country Waco 100. Got one here from the request line on a Tuesday afternoon. Tim McGraw and Angry All the Time.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Steve.
We're the Wilkinsons.
And whenever we're in Middle Georgia, we tune in to Real Country Waco
100.7 WLRR Milledgeville, Georgia, Star Station, Adult Contemporary, September 23rd, 2003, 5:45 p.m. to 6:15 p.m.
The best music ever made on the Star Station.
Barbecue or steak, baked beans or seafood.
Oh, I could hide.
And it's raining.
This is Star Station, 1520 WKVQ Eatonton.
We're pretty sure that after you've done your homework, you'll agree with Brittany's teacher, and you'll come to Hayward Allen Toyota here in Athens.
The best music ever made on the Star Station.
WLRR Milledgeville.
Oh, beautiful by spacious skies.
I forgot to mention that WLRR in Milledgeville is the only station in my market on FM that broadcasts in mono, and it relays WKVQ in Eatonton, Georgia, located just about 20 miles north of Milledgeville. 101.3 WQIL, Chauncey, Georgia, a gospel station, September 23rd, 2003, 6:45 p.m. till 7:15 p.m.
Quill FM wants to share the news from your church. The local church news with Randy in the Morning, exclusively on Quill FM. This is WQIL-FM, Chauncey Rochelle.
Well, if I'm checking your Storm Tracker color radar forecast, you know, Tuesday has been a great day. Tonight is going to be a good night for you also. Mostly clear skies this evening and an overnight low close to 60 degrees. Now, tomorrow, your Wednesday, is going to, well, Thursday about the same thing. Mostly clear skies, lots of sunshine, and not as warm. The daytime highs around 80 degrees, lower 80s is what they're saying, and a clear sky tomorrow night with a low down around 60. That's your Storm Tracker color radar forecast on 12.
Thrill FM.
When you can't find the reason for what's happened in your life, Lord, help me keep faith.
Electric bill, $140. New clothes for the kids, $600. God's love, priceless. For music, there's 101.3 Quill FM. For everything else, there's prayer.
One on 1.9 WJFL, Tennille, Georgia, or some people pronounce it Tennille. J101.9, Adult Contemporary Station, September 23rd, 2003.
I do it for you. The best of them. And now. At the home of today's hits and yesterday's favorites.
One oh 2.7 WPMA, Buckhead, Georgia, a gospel station, part of the Salem Radio Network, September 23rd, 2003.
WPMA Buckhead, Greensboro, and the lake areas of Oconee and Sinclair.
Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
Please write us and let us know. Box 510, Appling, Georgia, 30802.
From Chicago, this is Open Line. Good evening and welcome to our program.
I'm Wayne Shepherd.
We're going to reach back in history to give you something to think about.
103.7 WVKX, Irwinton, Milledgeville, Georgia. Love 103.7, an urban contemporary and black gospel station.
Your dial. The last damn station you'll ever need. WVKX Hot Love 103.7. 103.7. Your dial. The last damn station you'll ever need. WVKX Hot Love 103.7. 103.7.
103.9 WDDK, Greensboro, Madison, Eatonton. Doc 103.9, an adult contemporary station, September 23rd, 2003.
From the Weather Channel, I'm Jason Parrish. Partly cloudy skies across the area tonight, and no problems whatsoever with the weather as high pressure begins to build in. We're going to see temperatures dip to a low near 60 degrees. Wednesday, sunshine and scattered clouds, a high near 88. We'll see upper 80s again on Thursday, partly cloudy skies. And for Friday, once again, partly cloudy. Small chance of a rain shower in the afternoon, a little cooler with a high near 82. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Jason Parrish.
This is Doc 103.9, the voice and first choice of the Lake Oconee area. WDDK, Greensboro, Madison, Eatonton.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this news bulletin to bring you a program.
We doubled our power, so now the music sounds twice as good. Doc
103.9.
Lake Heads, Doc 103.9, the Cars and Drive. Jackson 5 and I'll Be There, John Waite and Missing You. Still on the way, music from Santana and the Police, all on the way next here on Lake Hits, Doc 103.9.
104.3 WBBQ, Augusta, Georgia, an adult contemporary station, September 23rd, 2003.
It was so good to hear from the folks in Augusta tonight on our toll-free line. Thanks for listening to Delilah on 104.3 WBBQ. Welcome, Rob.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrible.
Let me find a song for your heart and for that unborn child. I pray that your girlfriend comes to her senses before I did.
Okay, I appreciate it.
105.5 WAYS, Macon, Warner Robins, Georgia. Big Waves 105, an oldie station.
Much longer.
Don't give up. The good times go on and on. Big Ways 105.
Good times, great homies. Big Ways 105.
If you do want me, give me a little show.
Big Ways 105, good times, great oldies. Give me a little sign, girl. Brent Wood, JT, Thursday afternoon, and you. Man, we've got another hour of good times and great oldies lined up for you. Got the Stones on the way. Simon and Garfunkel going to be in there. The Supremes as well. So we're going to get you through that afternoon in style. Make it seem to pass by just a little bit quicker, all right? Keep it right here on Big Ways 105.
You walked in free. Use as directed.
Are you ready?
Then let's roll.
It's another hour of good times and great oldies. Starting right now on Big Ways 105.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
WAYS Macon, a Cumulus Media Station.
Good times, great oldies. Great oldies. Big Ways 105.
106.3, WQBZ, Fort Valley, Macon, Georgia, Q106, Rock Station, September 25th, 2003.
Supply, phones by Motorola. See store for details. Legal disclaimer, done.
The Rock Station,
Q106.
Q106. Q106.
Q106 Rock Station. Stone Temple Pilots Plush. They're Rob's Greatest Hits album called Thankful. Look out for the Greatest Hits CD, Stone Temple Pilots. Thank you. In stores near me, November 11th.
Q106 Traffic.
It shouldn't have any major problems traveling on the interstates at this time. 75.
107.1 WFXM. Gordon, Macon, Georgia. Foxy 107, an urban contemporary station. September
25th, 2003.
I'm a freak in your window.
Macon, number one hip hop station.
Where hip hop lives.
Where hip hop lives.
Turn it up.
Hip hop.
Where hip hop lives, y'all.
Foxy 107.
Out there riding, spillers. I don't care where you at, the club, parking lot, the expressway, whatever. What I want you to do right now is just stop and let them keep spinning, baby.
Thanks, Herbert, for the outstanding job you did putting together all those air checks. You made Ken Chatterton's head spin, and it hasn't done that in a long time. Before I forget, I might be able to squeeze a few more jingle CDs out of Fred to send you as thanks for submitting a Market Scope. These are great CDs with over an hour of classic radio IDs and jingles. There never was a better time to send in your Market Scope to me, Phil Wayne, at 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio 43302-8730. The membership would be most grateful. Next up, the DX Audio Service presents the musings from the members.
The Musers.
Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609. 24 hours a day.
Hi there. This is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. During the 60s and 70s in Miami, if there were network stations, and there were, they would have news on the hour all day long and all night. Then they cut back on it and have their own news during the day, and they would put the network portions in where they thought it was appropriate. And then they cut back further on it. There's no real network stations on the AM down in Miami. Is that common throughout the country, or is that just a Miami situation?
Hi, this is John German from Elmira Heights. You mentioned a term on the DX audio service, Heprodyne. I never heard of it. Is that similar to a Considine? I never heard of it. I don't even understand what you're talking about.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. First of all, happy holidays to everyone. To answer Pat Cassidy's question, WILD is still around. They are urban R&B, and they play a lot of oldies on Saturday morning. Also, WEZE used to be at 1260. They're now at 590. 1260 is now Radio Disney. I don't know what their core letters are. In Miami, we have a station at 1120 called WLDN. I don't know if they're licensed or not. They call it Radio Nouvelle Dimension, Radio New Dimension. They're in Haitian. They're not only at 1120, but they're at 99.5. And I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and going up north, I heard AM 770 in northern Georgia. They were simulcasting with 1400, and 1400 sounded bad. It sounded like they were coming over telephone lines.
This is Tim Hendel responding to the question about CBL and CJBC. I grew up listening to a lot of Toronto radio, and probably could spend about 15 minutes talking about it. All of the stations with CB calls, like CBL, CBM, CBO, were owned and operated by the CBC, as was CJBC in Toronto, which is now French, but which used to be an alternate network of the CBC called the Dominion Network. The programs of the CB stations, what was called the Trans-Canada Network, were also carried on what Canada called private stations, which we would call commercial stations. I remember CHEX in Peterborough on 980 and CKWS in Kingston on 960. Each of those stations now, by the way, has different call letters. Well, during the dead air on CBL, the private stations were running commercials. By the way, the CBC stations also used to have commercials, but during the programs, more or less. So when CBL would be giving you a few seconds of dead air, the stations like CHEX would be running commercials, and then they'd rejoin the CBC, let's say at the top of the hour, for another CBC program. That is the reason for the dead air on CBL and CBM and like that.
This is Paul Burkhart in Watertown, Massachusetts, on December 8th of 2003. Number one, to Ken Honest Chuck, the station that carries the Boston Celtics games on 1510 is WWZN in Boston, with transmitting facilities in Watertown, Massachusetts. Now, as far as the IBOC, in-band, on-channel, we have been getting WBZ is starting to broadcast it. Like this past week, the audio quality is not as good as it used to be. I was talking with the chief engineer there at BZ. He had to agree with me that the quality wasn't the greatest, but he said this is modern technology. And even WWZN, they didn't tell me, but I could tell that they're on IBOC. So, Fred, you're absolutely right. IBOC is not—it's not the way to go. They should keep these AM broadcast stations sounding natural, like they used to.
Hello, Fred, and fellow members of the DX Audio Service. This is Don Wilkerson, Calumet City, Illinois, and I'm just calling and hoping that you all did have a good holiday season, both Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah, or whatever you celebrated. We hope you enjoyed it. I have a service that I'm going to offer. It's free. Let me tell you a little bit, Fred, about my goal when I was in grade school was always to have a list of all the radio and TV stations in the country. I was never really able to fulfill that list until the computer age. And now I have done it. A friend of mine, Debbie Blank, and I have compiled a listing of all the AM and FM and TV stations all over the country, and we have put it in Braille. We have 18 volumes of radio and TV stations here. Now, we just completed it just early this year, actually last summer. And what I want to do is anybody who has any stations that they want to know what their format is, where they're located, if they're still existing, I'm going to give my address to anybody who wants to send me a tape with the listings of all the stations that you want to know of, and I will gladly reply and give you the formats and listings of all the stations. I usually, in my book, I have the format, I have the call letters, frequency, format. So anyway, my address here is 213 Waltham, W-A-L-T-H-A-M. It's not a street or an avenue, it's just Waltham. Calumet City, that's spelled C-A-L-U-M-E-T, City, Illinois, 60409. And I would prefer that if you send tapes, that you would send them in a mailer so that I can return them, you know, with the mailer, the card inside the mailer, so I can just flip the card over and send it back to you. Pat Cassidy had two stations in the Boston area he wanted to know about. WILD is on the air still. They are Rhythmic Oldies. And WMKI 1260 is Radio Disney in the Boston market. Also, Mike Lance had a question about WROA. They are still on the air on 1390 in Gulfport, Mississippi. They are Nostalgia. And then WYDZ, and that is in Dobbins, North Carolina on 1560. That's the only station I could find. They are Gospel.
This is Rusty Curry in Springfield, Oregon. I'd like to know if anyone, I'd be interested in, if anyone has any experience with the Boston Acoustics Receptor as far as the AM and the FM reception on that one.
This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach. You talk about incompetency in radio. Our local radio station was running the Roy Masters program at 5 o'clock this morning. So while they are running the program, you would hear Roy Masters talking, and then you'd hear it in delay 6 seconds later. So you'd hear both sides of the conversation coming to you in 6 seconds each time. I don't know if you can understand that or not. They didn't do it only once. They did it two times. I called the station and complained, spoke to the board operator. He said that was the way the person recorded the show, and I spoke to their operations manager. It was like his comment was, well, what's your complaint? I said, well, I want better radio in South Florida. He says, go buy yourself a radio station. I said, I'd love it. So then he said, thank you.
Hi there. This is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. In about 1966, a station in Rochester on 680 on the dial. The FM was country and the AM, I'm not sure about the AM. I think the AM was a rock station in the late 50s or early 60s. What are they doing now?
Hello, Fred, and everybody at the DX Audio Service. This is Don Wilkerson, and I hope you all again had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We have a new station that's come back on the air in the, central Illinois. WHOW in Clinton has been bought out by a group from Bloomington, Illinois. And I'm not sure if they're affiliated with WJBC or not, but I think they are. They're supposed to be adult contemporary. Right now they're playing Christmas music, and their FM is also supposed to come back on, but there's no announcement on what format that's going to be.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, talking about sports and things like that, the Toronto Argonauts in the Canadian Football League never did have their games on the radio this past football season until all of a sudden, when they got to the last playoff game before they tried to go to the Grey Cup and didn't, and then the Fan 590, which is CJCL up here, did carry their game at Montreal. And then, of course, that station did carry the Grey Cup game as it went across Canada. I've been talking with the widow of Cousin Ray Wolfenden, who was a friend of mine down in Dumfries, Virginia, and mentioned a couple of years ago that they're doing foreign language programming. Well, a bunch more stations that used to be country have been bought out that way, too. One in Manassas, Virginia, WPRW. The one in Warrington, Virginia, WKCW, used to be King Country and Western, was a terrific station. And there was one, I believe, in Fredericksburg, too, WFLS. So that's about four stations in that same area that's doing that sort of thing. I sort of hate to see things go that way. There's a new radio out that a lot of people are getting very fascinated with. I think Grundig makes it. You can wind it for 1 minute and listen to it for an hour. I understand they're very good. They have AM and FM and two bands of shortwave plus a flashlight. Just the other day, I picked up KFAB Omaha on 1110 at around quarter after four. This was getting late in December, about the 18th. And also recently during the day, I've picked up a station on 910 in the Pittsburgh area. They gave a 412 area code number on one of their commercials, so I know that's in the Pittsburgh area if it's not right there. And I want to wish everyone a lot of good DXing in 2004, as I plan to be a part of it. I'm looking forward again to the convention next year, to seeing everybody, and I believe the day's in Batavia, New York.
Hi, this is Audrey Levine in New York City, but I'm about to report about a station up in the Monticello, New York area. At 99.7 was Jukebox Radio, WJUX, and they always said from New York, New Jersey, and beyond. Apparently, that must have been sold because they are now off the air. They used to play Music of Your Life, and they used to also broadcast at 103.1. But that station at 103.1, which is located in New Jersey, Fort Lee, New Jersey, now simulcast WQQQ, which is 96.7 out of Stamford, Connecticut, which is an oldie station. Also, I'm looking for, still looking for air checks from Wyoming and Montana area states. Okay, if you could pass those on to me, that would be super great. My email address is Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, at ajlmusic.com. Phone number 212-614-8764. Have a nice day and a happy holiday.
That is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Remember, if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The number is 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only. To answer some questions and also make some comments, just before we move on to other things, to John German, the word is heterodyne, H-E-T-E-R-O-D-Y-N-E. It's the production of an electrical beat between two radio frequencies, of which one is usually the signal that you want, and the other is the one that you don't want. Normally, you don't want a heterodyne or a tone coming through in your audio because that interferes with your ability to listen to something clearly. But sometimes heterodynes are good. For example, when I'm driving in the car, a lot of times I'll just check out 890 WLS in Chicago, and if I hear something of a 1 kilohertz heterodyne, that usually indicates that Algeria on 891 is coming into stateside. So what I'll do is I'll get home real quick, turn on the receiver, and start listening for stations to the east. And a lot of times when I've done that, I've been rewarded with some great catches. So heterodyne. To Mike Lance, it's no secret that business is getting somewhat sloppy. I don't know if it's the economy or what the issue is. And a radio is not to be excluded from that formula. I hear a lot of radio stations are on that are bad. And in fact, one local station plays promos right over top of their normal syndication, to the point where I don't even listen to the local station. I listen to CKLW out of Windsor, Ontario, just to hear a program without it getting interrupted. You know, the best thing to do in that case is to contact the advertiser or the program syndicator and let them know about it, because I've found out over the years that at least when commercials have been interrupted, the client a lot of times gets charged for that, and they shouldn't be charged for it because it didn't run correctly. So if you have that problem happen again, I just contact the Roy Masters folks and let them know that their program is unlistenable. In fact, maybe even record it and send it to them so they can hear how it sounded. You know, I was very surprised and happy to hear one of our National Radio Club members on the Art Bell Show. Now, I'm not talking about just a caller that calls into the show. This was Harry Helms, a National Radio Club member who has wrote a book called Inside the Shadow Government. And Harry was on talking to Art Bell for over 2 hours. If you happen to miss the show and would like to hear what Harry had to say, I do have a few copies of it on cassette. You can contact me here at the DX Audio Service headquarters, and I'll give you details on how you can get a copy of that show. Over the past year, we've had some new members come aboard, and I fielded a lot of phone calls, letters, and emails from people who asked questions about the DX Audio Service and the National Radio Club. And I thought I'd take some time here at the beginning of 2004 to kind of answer a few questions, the questions I keep getting asked time and time again, and also just let you know a little bit about how the DX Audio Service runs and how we do things. First of all, an interesting fact to note is that most people think of us more like a business than a club. And rest assured, we're not a business. We're just an assembled group of DXers that share the same interests and support the club by paying dues and purchasing publications that the club assembles and sells to members for cost. Now, funny story, a member once tracked down Ken Chatterton at the National Radio Club, quote, headquarters, unquote, and was shocked to find that headquarters was actually Ken's home, a 24 by 24 foot rustic cabin in the wilderness of upstate New York. Same here in Lima. No massive corporate headquarters, no office building, no secretaries, janitors, etc. We're just the publishers and the editors plugging along doing the club's work out of our own homes. Now, what does your dues go for? Your dues pay for the operational costs of the club, and those costs are cassettes, mailers, stamps, labels, and phone calls. Nobody takes a salary, nobody gets paid for what they do, and in fact, a lot of times editors have to pay money out of their own pocket just to get published. We've always just ran pennies above the cost of getting you the magazine, and the small profit that we do make is rolled back into new publications, for example, All Radio. We've only had to increase our subscription rate once over a period of 17 years, and I think that's rather good. Now, speaking of money, if you are short on money but still want your DX Audio Service, I can take half-year or quarter-year subscriptions. Also, if you win some money on a lotto ticket, for example, you can subscribe for several years at a time. Several members paid years ahead, just prior to our dues increase several years ago. And in fact, one member is signed up until 2008. The only thing I have to say is they have a lot of faith in us. Some people wonder if we take credit cards. Yes, we do. But, and here's the but, the only way we can take credit card payments is on our internet website. We cannot take credit card orders by telephone, mail, or email. And this is not because we don't want to, but it's because the credit card companies do not allow us to do so. We can't change their rules. It's the only way we can accept a credit card is by you or someone you know logging on to the National Radio Club's website and filling out the forms. Neither I nor somebody at the National Radio Club can do that for you. Some folks wonder why there's not a live person available to answer the telephone 24/7, 365, and the short answer is, again, we're not a business. It's just me in my home studio. If Debbie or one of the kids happens to see the light flashing on her phone, they may answer, but it's just us. My full-time job is in television, typically going in between 5:30 and 6:30 in the morning and getting home sometime in the late afternoon. When I get home from work, I have a family, and in the evening I go to bed around 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Now, unfortunately, this can make me somewhat difficult to reach by some forms of communication, for example, the telephone. I can't take calls about the club or hobby stuff while at work or after my bedtime. The best chance to reach me by phone is in the early evening. But if you do get the answering machine, please leave a short message with the reason for your call. If you leave me the reason for your call, or at least tell me what you need, I can likely solve the problem or get the facts to you, sometimes without even making a return call. My best time to return phone calls to you is, however, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning. Also, when I return a call to you, we need to keep that call brief, as any calls to members come out of the club's account. So while we both may like to talk about jingles and radio and all kinds of other things, we need to keep it as short as possible because we're using the club's funds. If you'd like to talk for a long time, please call me in the early evening. Also, if you have email, that's probably the fastest way to get a message to me and get a return reply, as I often check my account several times during the day. Alternatively, an old-fashioned letter works real well. One thing I'd like to mention is that if you do call during the publication schedule, which is usually the third and fourth week of the month, I may not be able to talk for any great length of time. And this is not because I don't want to talk to you. It's because as long as I'm talking to you, I'm not getting the magazine done for you and the rest of the members. When I'm on the phone, all work has stopped on the magazine, and this is why sometimes the magazine is a little bit delayed. So don't be offended if I ask you to call back in a week or so I can get the magazine done and get it mailed to subscribers. Are the editors the sole providers of content for this publication? That answer is an emphatic no. The content for this magazine, DX News and the DX Audio Service, is supported by members. You support the club by sending in tips, information, reviews on products, and provide information to the editors for their columns. You won't get a market scope from Billings, Montana unless a member records it and sends it in to Phil using the guidelines given in a prior issue. If John did not play an ID of your local station, perhaps you can help John by recording an ID and sending it to him. That said, everyone is encouraged to help in some little way. It can be by just sending in a sports tip to Ken, letting Bill know if a station is silent or a call sign change has happened, or maybe asking a technical question to Mark. Whatever it is, the quality of the magazine increases proportionately when many people participate rather than just a few trying to provide everything for everyone. You can also help the editors with suggestions and explain to them things that you like and you dislike. Now, I'd like to address some issues with muses. If you have been surprised when something you've said on the Musings line does not make it to the magazine, there is a reason. First of all, if you're not a member, I don't include your muse on the tape. Topics of a muse should be about radio, brief and to the point, and correct in their presentation. A rant about something not related to broadcasting is not considered a muse. Something stated that is known not to be true is discarded. I do edit muses, especially if the muser repeats the same fact over and over and over again or just doesn't get to the point. There is a big reason for this editorial control, and it comes down to time. This month's musings was 12 minutes and 11 seconds. It started out on the machine as 52 minutes and 18 seconds. So you can see that we have a problem with just the fact that the total muses recorded exceeded the time of side two. Now, if I may pick on some folks, a good example on how to muse is how Wayne Ryan and Tim Hendel call in. They will call in, and within a minute or so, they may give us more than a dozen good tips or some really great information. They always have their ducks in a row. Good job, guys. Now, on to post office issues. You've heard me rant about these problems in the past, and let me just tell you a few quick points. First of all, the post office is getting more and more picky about addresses. If you know your zip plus 4, it's helpful in these days of automated mail processing. In cases where we use the ZIP plus 4 or the member lives in a small town not yet automated, we get really good results. But the post office tells me that it should take between 3 to 5 days to get your tape to you if the address is good. And by good, I mean meets their standard and not mine or yours. You might want to take some time to check out your address either on the USPS.com website or just by talking to your post office and making sure that it is correct. Sometimes a road is not a street, and a street is not an avenue, and those kind of things can kick back a tape. Mail does get delayed at times due to problems within the post office. Although the post office claims that there are no issues, tapes mailed to members here in Ohio have taken up to 7 days to reach them. The post office says that there are no delays, and it should be to you within 3 to 5 days. However, keep in mind that this is the same person that is also telling me that they guarantee that each and every tape that leaves their office will have a cancellation over the stamp. And I can't tell you how many people have said that their issue arrives with the stamp as clean as the day I put it on. Anyway, the publication schedule is from the 20th of the month to the end of the month. I usually try to duplicate and mail on the last 5 days of the month. Your tape should be to you by the 10th of the month. Please don't ask for a replacement until the 10th, and if the first one shows up, please send it back so we can reuse it. Just send it back free matter or the cheapest way. We can recycle tapes, and that will save us money. Now, when sending tapes to us, please don't send in a standard number 10 letter envelope. Statistically, 36% of all the tapes sent this way arrived damaged. 25% of those tapes are unrecoverable, often without even knowing who sent us the tape. If you want to send tapes cheap, the best method, other than a padded envelope, according to an ex-postal worker who knows the system, is to get some coin envelopes like we use. When you send it in a standard number 10 envelope, it usually goes through a high-speed franking machine, which applies the cancellation automatically to the envelope. This usually results in crushing the cassette between the rollers of the machine. However, when it's in the coin envelopes, the postal workers notice those and usually pull them out and hand-cancel them. Sometimes I get tapes back, mostly with the words moved insufficient address or moved forwarding order expired. If I get these tapes back, I look up in our database and try calling the member. However, if I can't reach them, or I don't have a phone number, I just hold the tapes here until they contact me. A phone number is not required for your membership, but boy, it sure helps when I get tapes back and getting you your issues real quick. If your tape has been damaged in the mail, or the tape is defective in some way, just send it back and it will be replaced at no charge to you. The fastest way to get your tape replaced is to send it back to me with the words defective tape somewhere on the envelope. How do you know if your tape is missing or if your subscription runs out? Well, on your mailing label, there should be a date. That is the date of your last issue of the tape that you will receive. It's best to renew about 2 months prior to the end of your subscription, and when I receive your payment, two things happen. First, I send you a green receipt card. This card will have the terms of your subscription on it and will let you know that it has been signed up. The subscription starts on the next issue to be mailed unless you specifically ask that your subscription start with a back issue. Payments are then sent to Ken in Mansville, New York, and Ken puts them in the club's bank account up in Mansville. I have no way to cash checks for the club, and this accounts for a delay in getting your checks back to your bank. Trust us, we're moving as fast as we can. Finally, when making out a check, make it payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated, or National Radio Club Inc., or just N.R.C. Although I'm honored to get checks made out to me, this is the National Radio Club's publication and not mine. So there you have it. Those are all the things that I can think about where people have asked questions or had problems. Well, that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. We've got a lot of neat things planned for 2004, so we'll kick it off on our February edition of the DX Audio Service. 73 and good DX, get out and support. Radio.